KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 46 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a 50% chance of showers today and a high of 53. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marcia, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. A man and woman from Montgomery County were arrested last night on child endangerment and other charges following an incident at 100 West 2nd Street in Villisca. Sheriff's officials say 45-year-old John Leon Lynn Bowen and 35-year-old Jeannie Louise Bowen, both of Villisca, were taken into custody a little after 8 p.m. In addition to child endangerment, the couple face possession of drug paraphernalia and interference with official acts charges. They were being held in Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond each. Red Oak Police assisted sheriff's deputies during the incident investigation. Police in Council Bluffs are searching for a suspect who is wanted for attempted murder after allegedly shooting at a woman late last night. The Pottawatomie County 911 Center received a call at around 11 p.m. indicating at least four shots had been fired in the area of Twin City Drive and Renner Drive. The caller said also a black car and possibly a two-door Honda Accord was seen fleeing from the area. At the time, officers checked the area but were unable to locate anything. A little after 1 a.m. today, the 911 center received a call from the victim, 22-year-old Alish Anderson of Council Bluffs. She told authorities that while she was in the area of the Western Trails Apartments looking for her dog, a dark-colored sedan shot at her car multiple times, but Anderson was not hurt. The vehicle, riddled with bullet holes, was found by police abandoned in the area of South 24th Street, and it was being processed by the Council Bluffs Police Crime Lab. While being interviewed by the Criminal Investigative Division, Anderson said earlier in the day Monday she received information someone was trying to sell her dog at the 3209 Renner Drive Apartments. She said she had recently had her dog stolen and drove to the apartment complex to look for the animal. When she arrived, the suspect vehicle stopped behind Anderson, and an unknown suspect opened his back passenger door before firing multiple rounds toward her vehicle. Anderson sped off and abandoned the vehicle due to its flat tire. She proceeded to walk to her residence and call police. Police in Council Bluffs are also investigating the armed robbery of a woman that took place Monday night near a grocery store. Officers meeting with 47-year-old Kelly Cornell of Council Bluffs at around 9:20 p.m. were told by Cornell that she was walking from the No Frills grocery store to a friend's house when she saw a man following her near the area of 5th and 19th Streets. Cornell told police the man then pointed a handgun at her and demanded all of her money. She complied, giving the suspect an undetermined amount of cash and a pocket folding knife. The suspect then physically attempted to take Cornell's purse. When she tried to turn away from the suspect, the woman was struck on the left side of her face with the man's fist or the handgun he was holding. The suspect was last seen running north and east from Fifth Avenue. He was described as being a medium-build black male, 18 to 30 years of age, 5 feet 7 inches tall, weighing 170 pounds. He wore a black hoodie, jeans, and red scarf covering his face and possessed an unknown type of handgun. Anyone with information about the crime is urged to call Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. The Cass County Sheriff's deputies arrested an Anita man on October 17th. Authorities said Monday 46-year-old Bradley Leo Ranney of Anita was arrested on a district court warrant for failure to appear. Ranney was taken to the Cass County Jail and remains held on a $2,000 bond. Police in Des Moines sighted a Panora man Saturday after an X-ray of his carry-on luggage at the Des Moines International Airport revealed a handgun. According to KCCI, 35-year-old Andrew Carson, a Guthrie County Sheriff's Department Reserve deputy, was charged with an airport regulation violation after the scan revealed a loaded Glock 27 40 caliber subcompact pistol was in Carson's carry-on bag. Des Moines police were called to the airport at around 2:45 p.m. Saturday. Carson told police he was leaving for Las Vegas on a work trip and that he forgot to remove his backup service weapon from the bag. The gun was removed from the airport by police. In the funeral announcements, Carol Rose Glynn, age 83 of Atlantic, died Thursday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. A massive Christian burial for Carol Glynn will be today at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Maxine Handlos, age 92 of Manning, died Saturday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial for Maxine Handlos will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Wayne Arbach, age 87 of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Wayne Arbach will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Virginia Peterson, age 92, of Casey, died Sunday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Virginia Peterson will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Canby Friends Church in Canby. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Shirley Mathias, age 84, of Atlantic and formerly of Messina, died October 17th at CCMH. Funeral services for Shirley Mathias will be Thursday at 11:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gay Nichols, age 72, of Moscow, Iowa, and formerly of the Anita, Wyota, and Messina areas, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial for Gay Nichols will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Wilton, Iowa. The Bentley Funeral Home in Wilton has the arrangements. And Maxine Schwartz, age 98, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Services for Maxine Schwartz are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.